AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Presidential hopefuls spend another weekend on the campaign trail. Republican Ben Carson told a crowd in Columbia, South Carolina, in the wake of the Paris attacks, the FBI should be given more money to track down possible terrorists.
I would be in favor of monitoring a mosque or any church or any organization or any school or any press corps where there was a lot of radicalization and things that were anti-American.
Republican Donald Trump had a campaign event in Alabama. Democratic presidential hopeful Martin O'Malley was also in South Carolina. He was at the state party Blue Jamboree in North Charleston. He says the U.S. needs to stick to its principles on immigration issues.
Let us say loudly and proudly to that immigrant-bashing, carnival-barker Donald Trump that the enduring symbol of our nation is not the barbed wire fence. The enduring symbol of our nation is the Statue of Liberty.
Rival Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bernie Sanders also spoke. With President Obama in Asia, Vice President Joe Biden is giving this week's White House media address. He says the U.S. has safeguards in place before allowing Syrian refugees into the country.
First, they are fingerprinted. Then they undergo a thorough background check. Then they're interviewed by the Department of Homeland Security. And after that, the FBI, the National Counterterrorism Center, the Department of Defense, and the Department of State, they all have to sign off.
In the Republican address, Arizona Congresswoman Martha McSally says the administration doesn't have a strategy to fight Islamic State militants.
Their reluctant approach is only emboldening ISIS to recruit more fighters, as they claim they have been attacked by U.S. air power for 15 months, yet the momentum is theirs.
This is AP Radio News. Newly freed spy Jonathan Pollard checked in with his probation officer in New York City yesterday after his release from the life sentence he was serving in federal prison in North Carolina.
Everybody back up.
A throng of reporters met Jonathan Pollard as he left the lower Manhattan building with his wife and lawyer. The 61-year-old former Navy intelligence analyst said he had no comment. The convicted spy spent 30 years in prison for passing on U.S. intelligence secrets to Israel during the Cold War, something he'd said he did to protect his adopted country. Israelis see Pollard as a hero and he wants to move there, but the government says no, he must stay in the U.S., wear a GPS tracker, and have all his computers monitored. Julie Walker, New York.
Race car driver Jeff Gordon will retire after tomorrow's season finale at Florida's Homestead Miami Speedway. He's one of four drivers who could win the Sprint Cup season title. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.